You've been going to NISA all 4 years, by the way, here?
I've been here since sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. So what... even before you came here, did you know, like, oh, yeah, cinema and filmmaking and things like that is what I want to do once I get here?
Yeah, it was something that I knew I wanted to do. I just didn't know how I could start. And so around my freshman year is when I kind of found out what NISA was, and I had some people pushing me to audition with them. And so that's how I auditioned for NISA.
And so where did this, you know, interest, though, in filmmaking start? I mean, at what point when you were, I don't know, did you say, you know what, I know that there's, I like watching movies, but I know there's people that make them, and I think I could do that too.
Yeah, when I was much younger, I wanted to be an actor, and that was when I was kind of like more extroverted when I was a child. But when I get older and more introverted, I guess, I kind of was more interested in the craft and the how to make the film, and not just the acting, but the storytelling and the cinematography and things like that.
So the picture that you made, it's wordless. There's, you know, it's all images, in fact, you know. So briefly describe to us what's going on in there. You have gentlemen walking through hallways, and then people on the floor, papers flying. What is happening?
Yeah, well, first, why I kind of decided to do a silent picture was, one, I had been successful with that before. I had gotten another silent into Austin Film Festival, and the project for this one was very heavy on dialogue, so I wanted to go back to more visual storytelling. And so what's happening, this is it's an experimental film, kind of sort of with a narrative structure. It's almost intact, not completely, but it's basically about a man who is in purgatory, in this world takes place in like an empty office building, which you kind of find out later is where he formerly worked out in the living world. And he's basically going through struggles with... he's dealing with being alone in the struggle of solitude for eternity, and that's kind of slowly driving him crazy.
How do you, when you come up with a germ of an idea, working here at Northeast School of the Arts with your teacher, when you come up with a germ of an idea for a film, whether it's this particular one or any of the ones you did, do you bring it into class and share it? I mean, Do you kind of like almost woodshed things with your classmates in order to kind of hash out what things are going to be, or is it mostly solitary and then you bring people in when it comes time to the actual tech process?
Yeah, I kind of figure out what I want to make first, and so I kind of had like a loose idea of what I wanted to do, and again, kind of like the theme of like insanity through isolation, and I kind of also consider the resources I have before making a film, because with like no budget short films, it's important to kind of utilize what you have. So my dad worked in the office building, and I knew nobody would be there on the weekend, so I did that. But when I got the idea, there were definitely some people in the program that I took it to bounce it off them first, and then some of those people were the people that would become part of my crew as well.
It's very well lit, I want to say, too. I mean, I loved the look of the film as well. So you're using, like, rigs and things here as well? I mean, like, how much equipment do you guys have to work with?
I didn't use too much equipment from the program, but I had my own camera, which is a Sony A6300 for anybody that's interested. And new gimbal technology, which is really exciting, which was DJI Ronin M, which is an electronic gimbal that stabilizes your camera kind of like perfectly without having to do much. So it was really cool just putting the camera on there, and kind of almost even you could use that as a tripod too, just holding it, but also getting really good tracking and dolly type shots with that. So yeah.
I know South by Southwest puts a 5-minute limit on their high school mm-hmm. films. So was that a challenge to you, or did you think, yeah, 5 minutes sounds about right?
Yeah, well, I did edit this first, and it was about 7.5 minutes, and I sent it to my composer, Victoria Cunha, with that cut, and I let her know that I was sending it to South by Southwest, and she might want to make a 5-minute cut of the piece as well. And so she did that for me, and I whittled it down to 5 minutes. And I think I got, when I screened it first at school, I got mixed reviews with the pacing. Some people said they wanted to see more, and some people thought it was still too slow. So maybe that's kind of like a happy medium with a larger audience. But I think the 5 minute did fit well.
Yes. So you think you like the 5 minute at
the
end?
I do like the 5 minute now. Yeah.
it's always hard. I mean, like, look, I work in a radio where we're editing too. And, you know, there's always that one soundbite or that one quote that you think, oh, doggone it, man, I really like what that person said there. And I wish I could have left that in. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, again, like you mentioned the lighting, like when we set up that kitchen area with all the Christmas lights and stuff like that, we had a lot of material in that room. And I kind of want to show off more of it, but we had to keep it to 5 minutes, which is good because we kept the best parts of it within that 5 minutes.
Cool. So, yeah. So have you submitted to South by Southwest before? Is this your first film in there?
Yes, it's my first film in there. I did submit. I got a film into Austin Film Festival, Counselor of the Lonely, and I submitted that to South by Southwest. I just think, I mean, I don't know. You know, why they didn't accept it or whatever, but it could be part of, I think they want more like world premiere type things that haven't been seen before. But yeah.
Yeah, they like totally exclusives, I think, that. Mm-hmm. I remember a couple of years ago I was speaking to another student from here, Nisa, like yourself, who had gotten a film into the South by Southwest Festival, and mm-hmm. like you, they were very careful about like sending me a link, like they don't want anybody to see this until it premieres.
Yeah, it was funny because when I was looking, I kind of looked at all the other filmmakers' bios in my category and stuff, and some of them had the link to the movie in their thing, and I was like, I don't think you're supposed to be doing that.
So have you been to South by Southwest as an attendee before, though?
Yes. Not last year, but the year before that. I go to the music every year, kind of hang out on South Congress and go to a bunch of free shows, but I've been to the film festival once before, and it was really fun. And I'm excited for that again because I went with a wristband that time, and I got excluded from a lot of screenings. So now with the badge, I think I'm going to get in a lot more, see a lot more things.
Where you're a senior, where are you planning to go to school afterward?
I've been accepted to UT, and I'm going through the USC application process. So it's between those two things, depending on scholarships and things like that.
If you had your choice, what would you really want to do?
If I had my choice and I had an unlimited amount of money, I'd go to USC, of course.
Yeah. So what is your favorite type of films? I mean, really, what do you like?
It's really hard. I mean, when it comes to, if you ask me my top five films, I kind of don't go in my top five favorites. I go into my kind of like number ones from different genres.
Sure.
But I kind of enjoy most seeing like independent films. And so that's what's exciting right now is that there's, I think, a resurgence in low budget movies, and people are going to see those a lot more. Mm-hmm. So those are the type I like to see.
You like personal stories.
Yep.
And narratives.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, Pearson, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.